Practice Speaking Test 3.
Good afternoon. My name is Renee. Could you tell me your full name, please?
My full name is Jahangir Masumi Verki.
Can I check your identification?
Sure.
Thank you. Do you work or are you a student?
At the moment, I'm working.
Could you describe what kind of work you do?
At the moment, I'm a manager of the Persian TV. This is recently a 24-hour station is going to operate it in Sydney. This station is going to be for the Persian people. And at the moment, we are trying to televise some program from America, but we are trying to build our studio in Sydney as well. The plan is I'm going to operate and organize for the studio to be able to produce some program from Sydney as well. So at the moment, I'm doing everything, like to organize for everything, like subscription, studio, anything, equipment, but a little bit later, I'm going just to focus and stay just in the studio for producing and directing the program, which is going to be happened later.
What do you like about your job?
I have to confess, this job is my passion. From long time ago, I start from drama. I study in drama in my country. Then when I moved to Australia, I continue in different course, which was TV and film production. And because all the time when I act, I really finally I wanted just to make my film. I made some children program in my country for TV. Here I start to extend my experience. Then I got lots of new experience. I made some film, short film, documentary, and I find okay, I'm in a right pathway. So I wanted to continue. So now I think I catch it. Now I need a little bit more time just to do this job.
What kind of job do you hope to do in 10 years' time?
That's a good question. My dream is finally, without having any problem, like a life and the other problem that comes to anybody, my dream is just to direct my film. That's the thing that I'm going to do. I have in my past, I had lots of experience, life experience, lots of things that I want to talk to the people. So for me, film is a tool to talk to the people.
Do you play any sports?
Yes.
What are the most popular sports in your country?
A good question. In my country, is just the people are mainly, I come from Iran. In my country, people mainly play soccer anywhere, in the street, at home, anywhere that you can see, people play soccer.
Is it better to play sport or to watch it?
Okay, it's very and it's depend to me. Sometimes when you're in the right mood or the right time, you should better just to play. But sometimes you would like to see, particularly when it is a professional sport, you would like to watch it. That's depend to the situation, to you, and many, many things.
Can sport be dangerous?
I think it could be dangerous or not. It's not going to be dangerous. It depends. I think even if you're walking in the street, it could be dangerous for you. So I cannot say. But I can say if you're not playing a sport, it's going to be dangerous because it's just affecting your health. But playing, accident could be anywhere. This is my opinion.
Do men and women play different sports in Iran?
Of course. I mean, as you know, during last 24 years, because of the government and the things that happened in my country, so women couldn't do the same sport that men do. Even they couldn't go to the stadium, like watch the soccer. However, recently it was some movement for the women, so they haven't chance. There is not enough facility for them just to do lots of sport.
Thank you very much. Now I am going to give you a topic and I'd like you to speak on it for 1 to 2 minutes. You have 1 minute to prepare your answer. Here is a pencil and paper to make notes. Here is your topic. I'd like you to describe a vacation you have really enjoyed.
The candidate now has 1 minute to make notes and prepare an answer.
Thank you. Can you start speaking now, please? I will stop you at 2 minutes.
All right. We went to the Tumet, actually, or we went to the Tumet with my wife and my kids just mainly to visit my wife's family. I like Tumut because when I went to the Tumut, which is about 5 hours far from Sydney, the road, the nature, and it was very similar to the scene that I had in my country, and it remembered me the nature and the road that we had over there. I like Tumut. I like everything over there. I can't tell you. I like the smoke, the fog. I like the environment. I like the friendship that was there. I love the food. I love everything over there. The star at night. I loved the moon. I loved morning. And when it was morning, it remember the morning that I had my country. It was very similar because nature are similar anywhere. So I spent lots of time over there, and it helped me to remember the thing that I had before. It gives a secure, it's very mysterious feeling to me. So I love them because it helped me more and more to back to the memory that I had from my country. Animals, horse, you know, farm, everything. It really attract me. See the people who works in the farm. That was amazing. I like these things. And I think this is my nature. And I love to be in this nature. And that nature was very similar to the things that I had before. And I liked just to be there. That was something that I had over there. So I spent time with my wife and I explained the things that happened to my country. And I told her, look, Kala, I will show this in my country to you again.
Thank you. Would you go there again?
Sure. I love it. If I get any chance, I'm sure I will go over there.
Now, I'd like to ask you a few more questions about vacations and holidays away. Are people taking more holidays and travelling more these days?
I have to say I don't think so, because a lifestyle is really not letting the people to do the thing that they want. They have to work more and more, and even, you know, when they got some family, they need to work more. So to me, in my point of view, I think they haven't enough time to pay attention to holidays.
Where did people go for holidays in your grandparents' time, say 50 years ago?
I think in that time, you know, just to go to another city, which was very far, like 5 to 10 hours, they go to visit their, you know, relative in somewhere else in their country.
Where do people usually like to go for a holiday away these days?
It's easy things. The people likes just to go, you know, to a very, very close and very easy things. If they can get anywhere around themselves, you know, just even if in Sydney, they would go to Harbour, Opera House, or anywhere around, as because it's very cheap, and it's helped them just to stay sometimes out of the, you know, the routine of their life.
Why do people want to travel, to go away for a holiday?
Life is very hard. All of us need just to go to go out of this stress that during the weeks, you know, the technology, the government, the people, the boss, and so, you know, just pushing your shoulders. So that's a time that you can say, okay, I'm human. So you can just do something that you like.
Is tourism having an effect on the environment, do you think?
Sure, I think tourism definitely affect the environment because they bring the wave of the culture and, you know, many, many things by themselves. They bring it and show to the new culture. So I'm sure it's very effective. Like, if you think... Like when I'm coming from, you know, from my country, the way that that the food that I'm having, the thing that I interest, the way that I treat, you know, my family, and the way that I love, the way that I dance, all of these things that they comes together, it's giving like encyclopedia. It gives some information about outsides to anybody, to the other people.
How important is the tourist dollar for the economy?
I love their dollar. You know, it's very good. I mean, you have to think. You have to think about this issue and just have some study. You have to prepare yourself for the tourist interest. You have to put these things in their hand, not in the country, in their country. You have to advertise. You have to show what things is available here because they bring more money. It's very easy. Lots of countries just depend on the tourism when they put their money. And you have to think about all the issue to make the situation ready for them, to let them to be happy to spend their money. And when they back again, as a revisit again and just, you know, advertise for the other people to come over here.
Will the tourist industry grow in the next 10 to 20 years?
I'm sure, you know, because many people still, the attraction of seeing and the technology, I think, is helping the people just to be more close together and find, because if it was just in the hand of a few country just had attraction for the tourism. Now many people from far, they can advertise themselves on the internet. They say, look, I'm very far here. I have a nice beach. You don't need to pay this money, you know, to that company. Half a price for you. I'm a little bit far. Come over here. And all right.
What do you think of tourism designed not to damage the environment?
I think the government and the council, all of them and all the policy has to help, has to really has a close watch to this issue. And because if this is it's going to affect anywhere, they have to put this policy to not things, you know, do anything wrong.
Thank you. That is the end of the speaking test.